Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the road path of our lives this morning. I guess that's a good way to put it. The Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield is hosting the 100th anniversary exhibit of the DOT, how we've traveled over the years. Ken Seide is with us this morning. He's the executive director of the Warren Cultural Center. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of an interesting exhibit when you look at the way our lives have traveled, because our lives are really all about travel.
Yes, it is. This is a wide-ranging exhibit by the DOT that covers their history. Everything from rutted dirt roads to train tracks to bridge construction. It's really fascinating, the scope of what's here.
You know, we're pretty good these days during the summer season about complaining about road construction and things, but we're lucky we have it.
Yes. I'm looking at a picture, one of the photographs out of the archives of the exhibit right now, and it looks like a Model T trying to navigate ruts that are almost as deep as the fenders of the old car in a dirt road, and that's what it looked like in a lot of cases 100 years ago.
Well, you know, if a lot of folks would actually talk to grandma, grandpa, maybe great-grandma, great-grandpa about the way things were, you know, we talk about the good old days, but in some ways they weren't always that good.
No, and certainly transportation has taken great leaps forward, and this display really documents those steps, not just road travel, but rail and aviation and water transportation here in Iowa, too.
Well, the exhibit is called A Journey in Transportation, 100 Years Connecting People. And I think people would probably be a little surprised at how the Department of Transportation came about over time, too. It's kind of morphed from something completely different.
It really has. You know, this date marks when they were officially became a department for themselves. But even that history, they began as kind of a related department to Iowa State. I mean, what was then Iowa State College. But that's one of the reasons the headquarters is in Ames, is this was kind of an offshoot of what became the university there. But through the years, as an organization, it went through some changes, some reorganizations, and then eventually to become what we know now as Iowa Department of Transportation.
You know, when you think over time and think about some of the history with regard to the roads, there's a lot of history with, for example, the old Lincoln Highway, some of the construction when it first came to the interstate highway system. Road signs are valuable commodities if they're in pretty good shape from the past. You know, when you go to some of these antique shows and things, even songs, everybody knows about Route 66, right?
Sure. Yeah.
You know, all these things. I mean, our roadway, our transportation system is so ingrained in our lives.
Yes, again, to talk about those early days, we have several books on display as part of the collection here that are guides to travel back from the 19-teens. And, of course, it was not nearly so simple as get on Interstate 80 and travel across country. These guides have, a couple of hundred pages to describe, for instance, how to travel the Lincoln Highway. And it was a matter of looking for road marks or landmarks and intersections, and in some cases almost even driving through fields, where they would recommend, please close the gate behind you after you've driven through this particular portion. So the whole system of roadways has really evolved.
Wow. You know, it's no big deal for those of us along Interstate 80, for example, to be able to drive from, from Council Bluffs to Davenport, and you can do it in, 4 or 5 hours. I'm sure that was a multi-day excursion not too many decades ago.
Oh, yes, it was much slower. And part of the display shows the creation of that interstate across Iowa, some of the early plans for locating it and constructing it as it came across the middle part of the state. Of course, as we're well aware of here in Adair County or in Atlantic as it passes nearby, our location. So you can see the history of how that came to pass.
And it's really the history of your local communities, too, because we're all connected.
Yes. Some of the other features of this display, the official DOT display includes informational panels that talk about river transportation, roads, aviation, rail, as I've mentioned, bridge design, We're also fortunate to have an Adair County gentleman, George Fizell, who brought in his personal license plate collection. So he's got license plates that date back into the 20s and the teens, back to when, I think his oldest one there is actually kind of a piece of leather with a metal medallion attached to it. That was one of the early forms of licensing automobiles. So that's part of the display here, too. There's a slideshow that we have showing on a big screen here that has more than 160 photos that rotate through from the archives of the DOT. So that covers some of that history we've been talking about.
Sure. So they're going to see books and papers. They're going to see maps. They'll see license plates, different types of, I guess you'd call them artifacts, items that they'll see there, and kind of a multimedia presentation all wrapped up in one. How long will it take somebody? I suppose you could spend quite a few hours there if you are really intrigued by a lot of those things and looking at some of those things and learning more about the history.
Right, yeah, to look through the books, to page through some of those. You know, I think the slideshow probably would last about 15 or 20 minutes if you sit down and watch that through. And we're also planning to have a reception on Thursday. We hope to have some DOT officials here to kind of help introduce this to the public. That's going to be on Thursday, September 12th, starting at 4:30. We'll have some refreshments here, but a good time to come by and have some conversation with people, too.
You bet. Well, and there's no charge to view the exhibit.
No, there's no charge. We appreciate the support of Schilberg Construction Company and Henningsen Construction, who have sponsored this exhibit for us.
Very good. Well, they're probably responsible for a few of those roads along the way, too.
I think they have been involved in a few, yes.
No doubt about that. Well, now, the exhibit is open, Monday through Friday?
Yes, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's also open on Saturdays when our art store is open here in the Warren Cultural Center. That's on Saturdays, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's also open as we have different events going on here. It's in the lobby gallery, which is the main lobby of our facility, so as people walk through, they can take a look then.
For folks who might not know, where will they find the Warren Cultural Center?
The Warren Cultural Center is on the east side of the square in Greenfield. The address is 154 Public Square. We are the landmark building on the Greenfield Square with the turret that you can see on the east side. If people would like more information about the center or about the display, you can go to our website, which is warrenculturalcenter.com, or you can call my office number here, which is 641-343-7337.
Great. Ken, is this a traveling exhibit?
It is. It has been on display in other places. It will be leaving us September 22nd, so if you want to look at it, try to get here before September 22nd. I'm not sure where it's going after this, but it is traveling around the state. Each district, each DOT district in the state has a copy of this, I believe, and are taking it to various locations.
Very good. Well, a lot of interest in these things, as we said up front. This is our history. Iowa is very much tied to things like the old Mormon Trail and some of the different issues that happened over time with regard to people moving from point to point. So our history is all about travel, so you want to check this out.
Yeah, we had a good crowd that came through over the weekend that took a look at it. We had the early Wheels of Iowa swap meet going on here in Greenfield, and so a few car buffs stopped by. We had an auto tour, actually, that was coming through town, too. So a number of people stopped in to take a look at it.
I have seen that photo, by the way, that you were mentioning about the old car stuck in the mud road. It doesn't look like it was much fun.
No, that was travel from another era.
Yeah, not much fun at all. Well, Ken, thanks a lot for your time here this morning, and best of luck and continued success there at the Warren Cultural Center. Hope folks stop by and see that Iowa transportation exhibit.
Well, thank you very much for your interest.